Welcome to Life Beyond Boxes, a podcast brought to you by Premium Q Moving and Storage. We're here to guide you through the ups and downs of moving. Whether you're just starting to pack or you're settling into your new home, trust me, we got your back. Let's make your move memorable and stress-free. Are you ready? Let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Victor from Premium Q Moving, and in this video, we're going to show you how to not get scammed by a moving company that you're scheduled to move with. Number one, making sure your moving company is fully licensed. One of the biggest things to find out about your moving company to make sure that they are fully licensed is to make sure you know what their MDPU number is, which is the Massachusetts Department of Public Utility number. So this can be found on any material that the moving company gives to you as long as their website. So when you're looking at their website, you should be able to scroll down to the end of the page and it should have it listed there. As well as if your moving company gives you any postcards, folders, or any marketing material that they send you, should have that number listed across the bottom. If you don't see any of those numbers, you can always go and call your moving company and ask that them on site to make sure that they have that number handy. The place that they have listed on their website is their actual place of operations day in and day out. Number two, making sure your moving company is fully insured. How to make sure your moving company is fully insured. So another biggest part of finding a moving company that you're not gonna get scammed with is making sure that they are a fully insured moving company. So this is a very easy process and you can give them a call and ask for their certificate of insurance. And a few things to look for on that certificate of insurance is liability insurance and cargo. Those are the two biggest things that a moving company should have for your upcoming move. Another big one is to find out that they have workers' comp. So this should be listed on the certificate of insurance. And this just ensures you as the homeowner that if any misfortune or events happen at your house, that the company is reliable to pay their workers. So if you're planning a move to a luxury apartment, another thing to look for on their certificate of insurance is umbrella insurance. Now, umbrella insurance is just an extension of liability to make sure that we have the insurance to coordinate with your building's requirements. Number three, checking video testimonials. So one of the biggest things for you to look into about your moving company is video testimonials. Nowadays, there is many reviews online that are very easy to come by, but video testimonials still proves to be the most accurate way to reference your moving company and their experience that they provide to their clients. So these videos include 10 to 30 seconds of a quick video of a past client explaining their experience and the level of customer service that they got from their moving company. Number four, on-site estimates. So another big way to find out if your moving company is up to your standards of service is to request an on-site estimate. So an on-site estimate is having the moving company bring you out a estimator to your site to go over your inventory and go through your house as easy as possible. This still proves to be the easiest way, not only for you, but for your moving company to gauge your move and make sure that there are no surprises the day of the move. Now, one of the biggest ways to make sure a moving company is not a scam or happens to be the right fit for you is these on-site estimates. Now, in no means should a moving company ever refuse an on-site estimate for one of those bigger jobs. They should be willing to accommodate anything that you need as far as time and date, and they should be able to provide you with an on-site estimate within that week of you giving a call. Number five, making sure they have a physical address. So one of the biggest ways to legitimize your moving company that you're thinking of going with is making sure they have a physical address. So this includes an office or a warehouse that they have listed online. So this is an office or warehouse that you can actually visit as a customer to make sure that the place that they have listed on their website is their actual place of operations day in and day out.
Thank you for joining us on Life Beyond Boxes. If you enjoyed this episode and found it to be helpful, please subscribe to our show. Don't forget you can watch these episodes on our YouTube channel. Just check the link in the description for this and other related episodes. Until next time, keep it moving forward, and here's to a life beyond boxes.